This is how lucrative not only the industry is on the broker side, but how powerful it is in the industry altogether. Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Most people of us, especially, we've been through downtown Chicago.
For sure.
Okay. So if you look at the tallest buildings in the skyline, majority of them are ran by insurance companies. Really?
For sure.
Sears Tower.
Blue Shield. Yeah.
Blue Cross Blue Shield. The Aon building, Prudential, the Diamond, right?
Prudential. Yeah. Insurance.
John Hancock. You know, Cheesecake Factory, the little thing that make you see the streets when you lean over like that. John Hancock is an insurance company. All right. Probably just blew a lot of viewers' mind right there. Okay. But insurance, the banks itself, like you mentioned before, of how these record labels, companies, execs is putting money on these artists, the same thing goes with banks. They put majority of their assets in what?
Insurance. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Speak Life. I'm here with Chris McCoy, and this man is, I don't want to say an insurance guru, but I'm going to have to call it what it is, man. The man is dope on the insurance side. I've known him for a few years. I've seen him help many people, and today we're going to talk about not only how it's important for you to have insurance for your family, but also how this can be an investment in many ways that you can use insurance to your benefit. So how you doing, Chris, man? What's going on?
Man, better than amazing, man. Thanks for having me.
That's what's up, man. So for those who don't know you, tell the people about yourself, please.
All right, no problem, man. Raised here in Chicagoland area, Southside. Spent my 2 years in Harlan High School, you know, freshman, sophomore year. I finished my junior and senior year down in Florida, actually, in Pensacola, Florida. So once I graduated from there, I joined the Marines, all right? Joined the Marines, served 8 years in the Marine Corps. And, when I got out, instead of doing the whole cliche of going into, law enforcement, working for the post offices, or becoming the next Jason Bourne, I fell in love with entrepreneurship, man.
That's real.
I fell in love with entrepreneurship, and I've been teaching people how to, earn money, make money from home, on a part-time basis for over 20 years. So, as far as that's pretty much my rise to from where I started to where I'm come, right, where I'm at right now.
Okay. So let's talk about the military.
All right.
So you said you were in it for 8 years, correct?
Correct.
So what are the things that you picked up during your service that allowed you to flow into entrepreneurship like this?
Well, one of the biggest things that I learned in there is that, leadership qualities, learning to work with people from all dynamics, no matter where they come from, the four corners of the world. I was able to, that brings that relatability that I could bring from the military on into the civilian life household. So of course, leadership, knowledge and the betterment for your better man or woman, if you will. And, that's one of the, and also most important core values.
For sure.
In the Marines, we have our three core values, which is honor, courage, and commitment. I took that to heart even to this day. The only thing I didn't do too much is take the physical aspect of it. Okay.
Gain
a little weight to stand. So
it's all right, man. It's life, man. It's all good. No one's judging. No one's judging, man. It's all good. So with your military background, you said that you didn't want to be like the next Jason Bourne. That's funny that you say that because, a lot of people go into like a private contracting and working like that. So what made you say, all right, I'm not doing these options. Mm-hmm. Let's see what's to entrepreneurship. Like, did you just jump right into insurance or did you do anything before that?
Oh, yeah. I did many things before that. When I was down in Florida, I met my wife while I was serving in the military, by the way.
Okay.
And when we was living in Pensacola, Florida, I met a guy. He actually was my UPS driver.
Okay.
At that time, I was still getting some benefits from the military. I wasn't out, but I wasn't out, but I was kind of out in my transitioning, if you will.
I did.
And he was like, listen, hey, you look like you're a smart individual and, you're good with people. I mean, hey, would you like to learn how to make some money part time? Okay. And I'm like, okay, what doing what? And he said, well, it may not be for you, but if you come check us out, we'll go ahead and see if this is a fit for you. Mm-hmm. All right. So he came to pick me up, took me to this guy's house, and he was actually part of what's that company called? He was actually part of Amway, Quickstar. It's called Quickstar at that time.
Okay.
And when I met the guy, you know, beautiful place, you know, what he was probably making in my year, in a year of me in the military, he's making per month. And that's when I kind of got the little taste of, you know, entrepreneurship, you know, learning how to, you know, sell products, marketing, all that good stuff along with it. And I pretty much ran with it, you know, and that kind of became my passion on it from 2000 to 2009. And back in 2009, that's when I really started making a name for myself. People started knowing who I was and what I do, and I was able to duplicate those efforts on.
So that was insurance off the back, like so.
It was more so along the lines of products and services. Okay. You know, that's what it really starts off with.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. Well, let's just dive right into it, man. Let's talk right into insurance.
Gotcha.
Because I remember, I want to say 7 years ago, I was driving Uber. Mm-hmm. And at this time, driving Uber, working, figuring out
my restarted my entrepreneurial journey. I had some projects that didn't go the way I wanted to, so I was figuring out
the new way. Mm-hmm. And one of those ways was going into insurance, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm taking a class. I can't remember the company.
Uh-huh.
I remember the woman, man. Her name is Sherry. She was a wonderful woman. Looked out for me and everything. Yeah, Sherry Thompson. But so I'm taking a class and I'm listening to what they're talking about. And I'm like, man, I got in on the wrong side of insurance, because I'm thinking, you know, you're going door to door selling whole life and things of that nature. And, you know, some folks don't understand it from an aspect of it being an investment. They just think death benefits, you get a check, and that's it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And seeing it from what Hal was talking about, annuities and things of that nature, bro, I got in on the wrong side. I need to be this and that. But but once I knew that and realized it was like, it wasn't a scam. Mm-hmm. You just got to know how to play the game, right? So I had an Uber client or customer, whatever you want to call it, man. Mm-hmm. I take this man over to some neighborhood. Super big though. And he's talking about he's in insurance. I'm like, yeah, I just took the class, yada yada yada. I'm like, what are you, a broker? He's like, no, I'm not a broker. I'm in with management or something like that. And he just deal with policy management, but he's up there. Mm-hmm. He says I asked him how much he made of money. He was like, man, $100,000 a month. No, you didn't, man. Stop playing. You know, but he had everything lined up once it all made sense. I dropped him off at the house and looked at him. You are that dude. Okay, I got in the wrong side of insurance. I should have played this different. Mm-hmm. Then Shannon says, I'm getting insurance. And that's how I meet you. And I see everything going on with the seminars, Rick Ross being there. I said it. I knew I got it on the wrong end. I got to, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, everybody have this path and journey. But I've seen you've been working this for a while, man.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about your insurance journey right now, man. Let's go for it.
Sure. Well, it all started with doing that, you know, to piggyback off what I just mentioned earlier, as far as, you know, teach people how to make money from home, you know, products and services. Listen, not all the things I got into panned out. One of the things that I realized in my later years is that, you know what, in order for me to take myself to the next level, in order for me to really learn this game of finance, first of all, I need a teacher.
For sure.
Mentor. I need a mentor.
For sure.
Okay. So I went and did my little research, if you will, and started searching. Okay. Saw a couple companies out there, and I'm not going to mention the names for the sake of protecting the innocent, if you will.
Man, no, drop some salt on them. No, just playing. No, don't do that. We're going to do that.
But there you go. Facts. So did my research, and I ran across an individual who his marketing was similar to mine.
Okay.
And I was like, man, I really like this guy's how he market. And I'm like, okay, I looked at the company that he was part of, and I checked out the vibe, and I was like, man, this is different. This is different from a typical, you know, insurance, financial services industry. Or like, what is this? So I hawked him down. I stalked him down, man. Hey, I'm interested in what you got going on. Hey, send me a message. All right. Instagram, Facebook, everything, until he reached out to me.
How long did that take?
30 minutes.
So you stalked him everywhere. It took 30 minutes.
30 minutes, man.
Okay,
30
sure,
minutes.
For sure.
So that's key, because there's fortune in follow-up, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So I said, hey, man, I watched your videos. I'm very interested in your company. What can I do? I'm like, hey, how can I start? He said, hey, listen, here's some information. Take a look at it. If it's for you, we'll talk. I looked at the information. And I saw the CEO, who I recognize. All right. And I was like, wait a minute, I know where this dude. He did a video of how to be an entrepreneur in 60 seconds, something like that.
Okay.
And it went viral. All right. And it happened to be Patrick Bed David.
Okay.
He's a beast. All right. And I was like, wait a minute, this is his company? Oh, I'm in. So when I called him up, I said, hey, I love what I get. I love what I saw. I'm into it. He's like, okay. So he kind of filtered me out, trying to get to know me and all this other stuff. Like, and when he's found out that I was a Marine, he's a Marine.
Oh, everything clicked,
man.
Yeah.
So he told me come to his office to, you know, meet him personally. All right. And I visited the office. And when I looked into the office, it was just like, hey, how you doing? Who you're here for? Oh, let me introduce you to here. Hey, this is our office. This is our training area. This is
nice.
Top notch, man. Nice. And I'm like, I'm over here looking for listening for the elevator music or anything like that. Look, nothing like your ordinary or typical life insurance company. And that's when I met my mentor. Happens to be, his name is Matt Cipolla. And he introduced himself and we clicked. We clicked from the start. So he's like, yeah, this is financial services. This is insurance. You know, we help people save, plan to protect their money using the power of insurance, yada, yada, yada. And I said, okay, I'm all for it. Less than a year later, I became one of the top income earning producers there. And now I am a broker with offices and agents from coast to coast now.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
So financial services, products with insurance companies.
Mm-hmm.
We spoke earlier about how people have the perception that it only deals with death benefits. Someone dies, you get a check, you know, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't pay, you lapse on your policy, it's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Why do you think that's the notion with a lot of people and not just want to get a better understanding of insurance past the death benefit side of it?
It just comes down to clearly education. You know, I've been an entrepreneur for a lot of years. And guess what? Full transparency, even though I was an entrepreneur, I did not have life insurance.
I hear you.
All right. I did not have life insurance. Okay. And my family would have been like done. Okay.
Yeah.
House, cars, kids in school, everything. All right. And I had to apologize to them because I did not know that life insurance works in this capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Because after all, it's called life insurance for a reason.
Right.
If it's for that, it would be called death insurance. Makes sense, right?
I dig.
Of course, most people think that life insurance is only when people die, but not too many people know they can actually use life insurance while people are living.
Right.
All right. And there's so many scopes. There's so many levels into that aspect because I know that most people say, well, okay, well, you must be talking about whole life. Or you must be talking about this. Life insurance is so broad. You know, whole life is just a type.
Yeah.
Keyword, a type
of
just permanent life insurance.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you got two types. You got temporary and you have permanent.
Right.
All right. So the beautiful thing about what our firm does and our company and the companies that we're partnering with is that, yes, we can help people grow their money using particular permanent life insurance policies, but that's just one of the perks of it. There's another perks that not too many people know about here, and it's called living benefits. Now, a lot of people kind of confuse the two, living benefits and what I like to call with permanent life insurance, cash value.
Okay.
Okay. Because there's two components with permanent life insurance. You got death benefit. Obviously, no person passes away, you get paid.
Right.
Then you have the cash value, which means that depending on how much money a person puts into the policy grows through compound interest, yada, yada, yada. But what living benefits is so crucial because what that means is this. If any of our clients comes down with some type of terminal illness, cancer, have some type of critical or chronic illness or injury, ruptured spleen, bad organ transplant, blindness, ALS, heart attack, stroke, aneurysm. The companies that we're partnering with, they will give our clients up to 95% of their life insurance coverage while they're still alive to help them with treatments, medications, and even replace or supplement their income.
Mm.
No, and yet still, I'm not talking about cash value. Yes, we have permanent policies that actually does that as well within a cash value policy.
So you're saying, just make sure I'm understanding this right. So you're saying with the living benefits, I can use 95% of that. At the same time, what's being accrued from my payments is still growing and compounding in interest. So I can still take that on the back end with my 5%.
There you go.
See, and that's why I'm saying I got in on the wrong side.
On the wrong side.
of insurance. All right. Because I understand it's one of the like oldest institutions outside of like banking, for real. Like it's like they run neck and neck.
Absolutely.
So it's like understanding how parallel they run is like, man, I have to know more about it because if it's lasted so long, then there's something to it that I'm missing. Because it just can't be about someone dad, fish fry, who got the check, split it up, we good. You know, it's got to be way more to it. And I'm learning this as it's funny that the pandemic has shown, and this whole financial literacy renaissance, pretty much, is that people are starting to talk about it more in a capacity that is like, man, I wish I'd have known this a long, long time ago. But, you know, to God be glory, everything still works out how it works out. But, yeah, and I think that's very cool that it goes so deep. Because we were talking about, what's that one program you were talking
IUL.
IUL. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, we're going to make that happen. But I'm just saying, like, that's that concept alone is... It's pretty similar to the living benefits, but it's still like
it's right. Exactly, it's similar to a living benefits, but however, you know, listen. Most people, when they get a permanent life insurance policy, and depending on how much they put into it, especially if it needs to be structured properly, that's one of the key things about life insurance on that type of level on permanent life insurance. It has to be structured properly.
Okay,
what do you mean, Chris? For example, it's like a person just can't do depending on what they need it for, obviously. If their intent is to cash accumulation, they want to make sure they grow money. They want to make sure by the time they get to their close to retirement years, they got a nice little size nest egg. Mm-hmm. Don't think $30 is going to do that, depending on how for old sure. they are. Okay, for don't sure. think $30 is just going to do that. All right. Sure. So the whole thing about it, like I mentioned before, everything leads off with education.
Right.
That really comes down to. You mentioned about the industry altogether. This is a very, very, very old industry. Very, very, very old industry. And I believe I said this to you. I usually say this to many of the people I sit down and talk with. I was like, listen, he's like, well, Chris, why don't we know about this stuff? Well, if you had a money tree in your backyard, how many people will you be telling?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
There it is, yeah, right?
For sure.
Okay. So that's what certain people or a certain side, you know, they
they're
know what it is.
To it.
There you go. All right. They know about this stuff, but we don't know about these things. That's why. You know, there's people like us and people part of my firm. We need to get this information out because these companies that we represent, they want to be in our neighborhoods.
Of course.
But there's no relatability.
I get it.
Like I tell people, when's the last time Jake came and knocking on your door?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Hint, hint, wink, wink.
Yeah.
So the thing is that that's how we get into our neighborhoods by people like myself, you know, and many of our agents that look like us and for us and by us to help educate the masses about, listen, these companies are out here and they want to service us.
Right.
Let's have a conversation to show you exactly how this works. This is a 2,000-year-old industry, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm talking about we are Sparta. You know, that's how old it is.
See,
right?
I was thinking, you just blew my mind, because I was thinking hundreds of years, but you're talking 2,000?
Oh, man, 2,000 years, because the first type of concept of insurance was the annuities, from the Latin rule, annuitize. So what the Romans used to do is the generals, you know, they'll put the little couple of silvers and gold to the side. So if that general dies in battle, guess what his family get? Sacks of gold and silver and things like that.
Service.
There you go. All right. So fast forward to these times, it's same song, different dance. Okay.
Wow.
But we just have more products and services out for the people that can usually tailor to their needs. All right. And I think what makes us so special is that we can cater to everybody's needs. Okay. Because what one product may not work. Well, one type of insurance may not work for this person, but it'll work for that person and vice versa.
Right.
Okay. So one of the major things I like to stress to people is that there's three ways how money can grow. All right. You have fixed accounts, your variable accounts, and you have your permanent your index accounts. I'm sorry. So your fixed accounts is typically your bank account. All right. Money markets, CDs. All right. Checking account, savings account. All right. You put your money in there. You don't have to worry about Bonnie and Clyde going in there talking about stick them up. Your money is safe. All right. Or losing it in the market. Now, these banks, if you will. All right. I want to make sure I don't, you know. Tell too much.
Take your time, man. Take your time, man. Take your time.
But the banks, if you will, if you notice, if you go to your bank, whatever bank you put your money in.
Right.
And you see those nice little roller banners. They say, hey, put your money in this and we give you 0.00000000 1 week later.
No money. No money.
There you go. So your money is safe, but you have little to no growth.
Right.
Second way is your variable accounts. You know, those are your 401ks, your mutual funds and stocks, real estates, things of that nature. All right. Now, some of these things can be building blocks to wealth if a person's looking for wealth building. All right. However, you can make a lot of money into those vehicles, like I just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the part they have? Risk. So it's not safe. When the market's doing good, people were doing backflips. Yeah. Everybody's good.
Everybody's good.
But when the market goes down, like what happened with COVID when it hit.
Yeah.
Okay. .com. All right. The mortgage situation back in 08.
And they talk about that coming around again.
That's crazy. Absolutely.
Yeah.
People's money starts dropping. Yeah. So what we do is we give people the best of both worlds. And that's when I start educating people about, you know, policies like that, like annuities. There's certain type of annuities you can put your money in that you'll get guaranteed no losses and guaranteed lifetime income. Because so when people start playing the markets like stocks and bonds and mutual funds and things of that nature, you know, they're just worried about the growth.
Right.
How much money I could grow and yeah. things like that. But what goes up must come down. Right.
Right.
What we focus is on making sure that. Guess what? You will never outlive your money. Your money outlives you. And that's the key right there.
It's a game changer.
That's
a game changer. So. I just want to get into insurance now. No, because
put me in, coach.
No, because my whole thing is like, you want to build wealth, right? Everyone who has a family is like, I want my kids to have better than I had. That's like the goal for every parent, right?
Absolutely.
So when understanding, like, all right, my finances are at this position, this investment. We can look at it as an investment. It says it costs this much on a monthly basis.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the like strategies that you can give to someone who has a low income that wants to get into insurance mm-hmm. or get into these programs, but they think that their money isn't sufficient enough to handle their you know what I'm saying, right. their expenses and invest?
Absolutely. Well, one of the things is this. And when we sit down and we go over strategies and stuff like this, the first thing I tell people is this. Listen, insurance isn't just like going to Walmart and buying a shirt. It's not going to Shell gas station and say, I want $20 on pump five or what have you.
For sure.
Like, most people say, I want $50 worth or $600 mm-hmm. worth for things of that nature. The first thing you really want to cover is your insurable need. What is your insurable need? Which is pretty much your insurable needs consist of the debt that you collected, your income, and plus there's some variable calculations to go along with that because – like we mentioned before, life insurance isn't just for, you know, to lay you to rest.
Right.
All right. But what about if you have a family?
Right.
Okay. How if a person has a family, a family of four, a family of five, or what have you? How, you think $20,000 is just going to?
Boy, that's going to
that's going in a month. Right.
That's a month.
Right. Exactly.
A month and a half. All right. Man.
So you have to think. So that's what we yeah. educate and teach our clients is that you have to prepare for generational wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you need more than that. And most people will believe that what they get from the job is sufficient. What they get from the bank is sufficient. And it really is not. It really isn't.
Of course not.
And so for people who have, you know, low income or low discretionary income. Now I'll put it like that. Okay. Then there are certain policies that caters to that. All right. So they may not have enough money to really make a permanent policy to build it out in cash value the way they want to. So mm-hmm. you start with something and we could teach you on making sure that you're a good saver, making sure that you can earn income. And of course, I'm going to put my little spill into it. Maybe mm-hmm. you might want to consider would be an agent then. All right. Which is an option. All right. Hello. All right.
It's working for you.
There you go. All right. I'll put that out there. Hey. Okay. So, but that speeds things up real quick, by the way. But yeah, we have policies that can fit any person's budget, you know, from, you know, low class, middle class, high class, it doesn't matter, you know, but we like to tell at least people need to get something that is golden right there.
Yeah.
Get something. This industry, it's a good and bad and ugly. And I've been through it all. The most hurtful ones are the ones that people needed and didn't have it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what hurts.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah. So if a person says, you know what, hey, I got these type of bills. The expenses is overwhelming. You know, the income that's bringing in, that's definitely understandable. But at least get something just in case happens. Because, like I mentioned before, as far as living benefits, what if a person gets sick? Mm-hmm. All right. Guess what? That costs money.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw hospital bills when they give you the bill up there. Super expensive, okay? And I pay attention to that, especially, yeah. We got health insurance and all that good stuff, but I actually pay attention to how much they actually charge.
See, I did it from a perspective of not having insurance and just getting the bill. Woo! You know what I'm saying? $1,000 to ride an ambulance. I remember one time, I got a scar right here, but messing around with my car, messing around with the radiator. First time I did it, opened the cap, nothing happened, right? Nothing happened.
Okay.
Because I'm used to, I heard stories, right. Nothing happened. No, nothing happened. Maybe I did something to get it straight. I'm going to do it again, right? Mm-hmm. So I run the whole process in my head again, remember it, do it. Man, all on my wrist.
Yep.
I immediately stick my wrist in the snowbank. It's one of the winter, man. We got this below zero. So I'm not even paying attention to how cold it is outside because I'm trying to, take care of my wrist. Man, I call my OG. I'm like, call my wife first, let her know what's going on because I was on my way to work. Then I call my old. She's like, well, call your mom and them. They right around the corner. They maybe can, scoop and we can figure all this stuff out. Mm-hmm. Mom said, no, call the ambulance. I'm not calling the ambulance. That's $1,000, mom. I'm not calling it. You call the ambulance. I'm not calling it. Well, I'll pay you back. Man, $1,000 for real.
Right, really?
Man, call that ambulance, man. But, I have my other homie on here. We talking about credit. I know that stuff fall off in 7 years. So, And how they do it now. It don't even matter no more. So It's all good. I had to worry about that expense. And, I can talk about it now because it was a long time ago. But I totally feel that, know what I'm saying? Especially with you got FMLA, you got these type of programs that go on, but we already know how corporations are play with you.
Exactly.
And with that type of situation because they got expenses as well. And they're not in the business to take care of you in that fashion. You know what I'm saying? Own, right? They care, but they got other things they're trying to do, man. They try to make a profit out here. So I totally get it and how that could be beneficial, man, for sure. And I think that's very dope that policies give people that option on top of the other options that that a job may offer, but it's better to have than have not, So I get it.
Yeah, so I always encourage people, get something, and that's another thing. May I add is that another misconception is that people think it's expensive.
Yeah.
All right. If your policy is expensive, first of all, you got to find out what type of policy you're getting. Mm-hmm. All right. But insurance, especially when you start talking about term insurance, very, very, very affordable.
Yeah.
Very affordable. But the key thing is that not all insurance is the same. All right. What one company may offer you, you got to make sure the key thing is, does it come with living benefits?
Yeah.
That's the key right there. All right. Yes, we can all, insurance is typical. Yes, death benefit. Okay, that's it. But that living benefits can help so many people. Mm-hmm. So many people, man. And like I said, there's horror stories, share one of them with you real quick. I had a person who was supposed to be a client of mine. And we was going through some numbers and stuff, and they said they was get back to me, and they never did. And I was like, well, hey, listen, I kept following up with them. Like, hey, listen, hey, we talked the other day about getting something in place for you and your husband. Hey, are you ready to make this? Are you ready to make some moves right now? And the person there was procrastination, in that. So I was like, okay, well, when you're ready, fine. I had to keep it moving, right? Mm-hmm. Probably about this was during February or March of 2019. By June of 2019, I happened to see a Facebook post of her saying that her husband had got an aortic dissection, which means that the artery ripped, I believe, from the heart. Had to get medevac to the nearest hospital, airlift with a helicopter and all that stuff. And I reached out to her and I said, please tell me that you at least got something in place for your husband. No.
And it's too late because he's already a risk at that point.
There you go.
Right?
There you go. Critical. Yeah. That's a critical injury, right?
Yeah.
So why am I mentioning this? Because had she put things in place by the time, when we spoke, I would have cut them a check. Well, I handed them a check. I'm sorry. But I handed them a check for at least over $300,000.
Just like that.
Just for that.
Just to take care of that.
Because that's a living benefit activator.
So let's talk about that. Because I think the disconnect is, you said earlier, being relatable. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Jack ain't going to show up to your doorstep. So what are some of the strategies that you use to make it more relatable to someone who's like, I've heard what I've heard. Mm-hmm. It's all bad. Mm-hmm. How are you going to sell this to me? You know what I'm saying? How should I get into this?
Yeah, absolutely. Usually, if I talk to a person and we happen to have some type of conversation, and it's like, oh, yeah, oh, you're in life. Oh, I have life insurance. Awesome. Is it the new kind or old kind?
What's the difference?
There you go. That's the end. That's the end, right? Because majority of it's... That's the foot in the door right there, majority of the time, and for you guys are watching, you know, for that time, you'd be like, you probably thought about like, whoa, there's a difference? What? Oh, you know what? I would love to sit down and explain it to you. When's a good day for you? Weekdays or weekends?
For sure.
You know, and that's how I get in. I get in, you know, either in person or in front of Zoom, and I go ahead and knock that out, and they'd be like, oh my God, I had no idea.
Yeah.
No idea. And plus, I actually can share with them, like, hey, you're underinsured. You thought you was good with only $40,000, but you have a house, you have credit card debt, you have two kids under the age of 18.
Right.
I mean, children alone, that's $250,000 right there.
Yeah. And I was going to talk about that because I remember, you know what I'm saying, when you fill out the application, they say, like, you want to insure yourself, like, two times or something like mm-hmm. that. Is that the figure?
Well, usually what we do is we'll take a person's income.
Right.
And we'll times it by the youngest child. Okay, for a max up to 10 years. All right, so let's say like if the child is 15 years old, you know, we'll take the person's annual salary times it by 3. And that's just one component of finding out what a person's insurable needs, not including debt, which is consumer loans, student loans, you know, things of that nature, credit card bills, not including mortgage, and not including the education
for
the children.
For sure. And when you think about that, so you just said all those factors, mm-hmm. and it comes out to like a $5 million insurance policy. So you're telling someone who makes $30,000 that you need to have $5 million insurance. It's like, excuse me.
Right. Gotcha.
How do we make that work?
Gotcha. You know what I'm saying? Now it may not be that high. Okay. It may not be that high. Okay. But here's the three things that really determines the price of insurance may shock you. It comes down to age.
Okay.
It comes down to gender.
Right.
Women,
I know males are higher, right?
Males a lot higher, man. Yeah, yeah. Males a lot higher. And also the health conditions. Yeah. What do you mean? Do they have pre-existing conditions? Are they a smoker or things of that nature? All right. And you'll be shocked, man. I've given people $1 million policies and paying like $30 a month.
Okay.
You know, I've had people who got $3 million policies and paying $100-something a month. Okay. Again, because of those three conditions. Mm-hmm. All right. Age, gender, health conditions. So that's why I mentioned about, you know, insurance isn't like, hey, let me put 10 on pump 4. It's not like, it doesn't work like that.
Everything is custom.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. That makes sense. Hopefully that gives some people some good insight. You know what I'm saying? Make them change their mind about this because I believe it's really important. Mm-hmm. Not only just, like I said, for the death benefit, because we live in a world nowadays where the craziest things are happening at any given moment.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So it's good to be prepared. But I got to say, for the investment aspect mm-hmm. of it, we spoke briefly about annuities and we mm-hmm. spoke briefly about the other policy that you were telling me mm-hmm. about. But let's talk about that for a second. You know what I'm saying? How you can use annuities and programs that you all offer to the benefit of wealth creation.
Absolutely. You know, there's so much... There's so many things that you can use life insurance for because it is a wealth generating type of vehicle. Mm-hmm. And again, not too many people do that. But it goes back to, you know, even with the Rockefellers and Vanderbilts, you know, more particularly the Rockefellers, you know, they're still rich today because they use certain of the concepts of what we're talking about right mm-hmm. now to, guess what, preserve their wealth. Mm-hmm. All right. Because, if you're just living off the interest, that's a beautiful thing mm-hmm. right there. But yes, you know, annuities is very great, especially for people who are retiring. Or if they're not retiring, most people may come up with some money or get inheritance of some sort and say, mm-hmm. you know what? My daughter just had a, brand new baby. I want to put $10,000. I want to tuck $10,000 away, you know, for that child. And by that child be getting to their 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s, guess what? They could potentially, depending on what vehicle that they use, assist in strategies, and if they fund it correctly, millionaire status. Mm-hmm. Using the power of life insurance. IULs, Indexed Universal Life, is a type of permanent life insurance policy that does something of the similar, which you can get a death benefit and you can accumulate cash along with that as well.
Yeah, I like that policy. All right. That's a dope program.
All right. Now, people say, well, I heard Whole Life does it as well. Remember, Whole Life is a type of permanent life insurance policy, and Indexed Universal Life or Universal Life policies are a type of permanent life insurance policies. So it comes down to how a person wants to structure the policy and what they really, what's their goals, mm-hmm. what's their end game, okay? Because with Whole Life policies, do I provide them? Do I sell them? Oh, absolutely. But depending on what the client need and what they were trying to do, I may lean towards an IUL. Mm-hmm. Why? For the simple fact, because you have growth percentages. You know, Whole Life percentages growth is quite different from IUL percentage growth. All right. But again, I can only tap into that, finding out, okay, what this client really wants to accomplish here. How much are they willing to put into it? Okay. And keep in mind that, yes, even though you can grow your money with a life insurance policy, it's still built off the chassis of a life insurance policy. So you still got those stipulations along with that as far as, okay, pre-existings, medical, health,
okay,
you know, age, you know, all that stuff. That goes
even if you were like getting it for somebody else, say like a parent was getting it for their child, or it still had to be the... Would it be the health situation on your end or the child's end?
On the child's end. Yeah, definitely okay, on the cool. child's end. Yeah. So if a grandparent want to get a policy for their grandchildren, then there's certain information, specific information for on that child that we definitely need to process the application.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, young hustlers, y'all hear that? Old and young hustlers, y'all out here getting the money, chasing the bag, protect your babies. You know what I'm saying? Protect your grandchildren. Get them in, get those policies in place. Get them in a position so they don't have to do what you're doing, or they even have to think about it. Only time they hear about it is probably in some music or something like that in the movie. You know what I'm saying? Put them in position now so you don't have to worry about it later. That's what's up, man. Nah. But I had to say that, man, because as you was thinking out, I'm like, man, it'd just be amazing mm-hmm. to see how many if the people that come to mind, like, man, if they'd have known, if you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Their shorty would have been straight.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? They would have been straight. Because my whole thing is it doesn't bother me. I'm glad to see it. You know what I'm saying? Like, when a person passes away, we need to go fund me. Like, mm-hmm. I get it. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? We had to do it. I done had to do it for a few homies. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying?
Right.
But it's like, man, it had been totally different from that $10,000 compared to a $60,000 or a $100,000 for a homie that we had to bury. You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. when you think about it, like, it's a lot of rappers dying now. And like it's a conspiracy saying like these record companies are putting life insurance policies on these people. Okay. If they are, then why aren't you doing it?
Between the lines. Yeah, okay?
If they are, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Little gun smoke out here rapping about, you know what I'm saying, that switch and that 30 clip. You know what I'm saying? He on perks a lot. That means, you know what I'm saying? He doing some things that are detrimental to his health. So I ain't wishing death on the young brother, but if the shoe fits, you got to look at it. So why not put yourself in the position? And I know it's crazy, right, to speak of it in that manner, like you know someone's going to die, so make sure you put some money aside. But you got to, because it costs money to bury people. It costs money to cremate people. It costs money to, you know what I'm saying, book the church, book the pastor. Mm-hmm. And outside of that, it costs money to keep living after that person passes.
There you go.
So why struggle if you don't have to?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? We can't keep blaming stuff on ignorance, saying that no one told me, or the man holding us down, and it's out here for us to look and search and find people. It's you never know who you're talking to. That's one thing. Mm-hmm. But just to ask a simple question to somebody who does have it, who's your person that you talk to about insurance? Who's, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It could be a life changer. It could be a game changer. So, you know, I'm really glad that you came out to speak on this topic, because I think it's very important. Like you said, you was living life as an entrepreneur and not having
life insurance.
It's
crazy.
Think about how many entrepreneurs there are right now that are grinding hard to make sure that their dreams are fulfilled, and get stressed out and mess around and have a stroke.
There you go.
Damn.
Family, taking care of parents, all that.
You know what I'm saying?
And it's like, like you said, GoFundMe comes into that. And fortunately, even if people put the GoFundMe out there, GoFundMe still got to get their cut.
I was just about to say that. GoFundMe gets their cut.
They get their cut.
They're going to make sure.
Okay.
Yeah, that 20% is coming out fast.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And the thing about it is that what's so crazy is that GoFundMe, I mean, it's not really, it wasn't really meant for insurance.
No, it was for fundraising.
Fundraising,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, it was fundraising. For fundraising.
But if you search GoFundMe, that's the highest on the search thing about anything that's insurance related or death or burial related type of incidents. That's what is up there, man.
And I think, I don't know where the notion came from where like insurance is a scam.
Mm.
You know, I don't know who started that or where even that began. Because like I said, when I went to class, I just realized, okay, I had a misunderstanding of it and I got in the wrong end of it. Mm-hmm. I should be on the end where, you know what I'm saying, either it's investments or I'm the broker dishing mm-hmm. out the policies and getting paid on that end, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I know how long that take and I didn't want to, you know what I'm saying,
right.
go that journey. But either way, the investment or broker, you know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. either seeing like as an investor in this, I put $200 to the side a month in a index, mm-hmm. universal life policy. 20 years from now, compound interest, mm-hmm. I'm going to be sitting pretty off that $200 a month. That I'll probably spend on a pair of shoes.
Jays or something.
You know what
like
I'm
that.
Saying?
Absolutely.
A fifth of three. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Right, right.
You can equate it to so many things with $200. The $200 is a meal with my family. We're going out right. to eat. That's $200. You know Max. What I'm saying? So, you know, seeing it from that perspective, like, all right, I can take time to make sure that my people are straight. That the long term, mm-hmm. the long term vision. Like everybody said, they got a vision, they got a dream, but mm-hmm. I don't think anybody's thinking long term on
no.
it. You know, they think that instant gratification is right around the corner. You got, like I said, we got plenty of entrepreneurs out here that are so focused on the dream that they neglect the small things.
Small things,
the
man.
Very the smallest of things. Like we can even say like what trademarks, copyrights, and all that stuff. But mm-hmm. insurance is just as important because. It's stressful being an entrepreneur. I'm not going to say like it's peaceful. I'm never going to front.
Right.
It's a challenge. You right. got to overcome things that you never saw.
It's a roller coaster.
Deal with things. Oh my God.
Yeah.
And how it and the anxiety goes with roller coasters
oh
up
my
and down.
Gosh.
You dig what I'm saying? That's real life. You're on a daily basis. At the same time, you're dealing with other things outside of your business. So you want to have, if you're not meditating, do a yoga. You know what I'm saying? You want to have something that's in place. You know, to just hold you up when you're back against the wall, man. You know, I like you, I've seen a lot of stories and heard a lot of bad things, man. Mm-hmm. And just be thinking like, man, if they just had the options or if they knew,
if
you know what I'm saying, it'd be totally different.
Absolutely.
That story would play out so different.
Absolutely, man. It's one of those things like this. There's so many variables of why, alluding to what you was talking about earlier, is that people thinking it's a scam or people think it's a scam because perhaps they don't know too much about it.
Which mm-hmm.
Scam to me, some people say, is still confused about money. Mm-hmm. All right. But,
I just got what you said.
Got that?
All right. Scam. Still confused about money.
Okay.
That boy just did something serious right there. All
yes,
right.
Sir. Yes,
let's
sir.
Let's keep it going.
All right. All right. So the thing about it is, first of all, there's not too many of us. And when I say us as insurance agents, it's really not too many. I mean, when you hear insurance agents, car, auto, home.
For sure.
When it comes to life, maybe health. Maybe health. I put health towards that side with the auto and home stuff, P&C, I call it. But when it comes to life insurance, I get it. It's a very morbid conversation. Some of you, when we talk about life insurance, is probably start, you know, all of a sudden my skin starts to melt and I'm wearing a black hood with a stick with a knife at the end.
For sure.
I'm not the Grim Reaper, y'all. Okay. But again, there's not enough of us to go around to educate the masses about what these policies can actually do. And so that's what we have to fix first. All
okay.
right. Get the education piece out there.
Okay.
All right. So and that's me being a broker. That's why I do. All right. I help people come in, you know, from middle class neighborhoods. That's my preference. And educate so they can go out. And prosper
mm-hmm.
and educate the masses about these companies, these multi-billion-dollar companies, these companies that's been around for close to 200 years or so, all right, that you've probably seen on let me bring it back to that. This is how lucrative not only the industry is on the broker side, but how powerful it is in the industry altogether. Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
most people of us, especially, we've been through downtown Chicago.
For sure.
Okay. So if you look at the tallest buildings in the skyline, majority of them are ran by insurance care companies. Really?
For sure.
Sears
Blue
Tower.
Blue Shield. Yeah.
Blue Cross Blue Shield. The Aon building. Prudential. The Diamond. Right? Prudential.
Prudential. Prudential. Yeah. Insurance.
John Hancock. You know, Cheesecake Factory, the little thing that make you see the streets when you lean over like that. John Hancock is an insurance company. All right. Probably just blew a lot of viewers' mind right there. Okay. But insurance, the banks itself, like you mentioned before, of how these record labels, companies, execs is putting money on these artists, the same thing goes with banks. They put majority of their assets in what?
Insurance. No, trust me, I know this. And that's what blows, and that's like I said, it blows my mind. Like, I wouldn't invest primarily in a bank, you know what I'm saying? Like, to know, like, at this point, you know what I'm saying, it's wide open. Everybody knows putting your money in the bank, that's the slowest way to grow your money. It's pretty much known all around the board, right? Mm-hmm. And pretty much, but I think people don't understand how the bank makes its money. And me being in the insurance class, I know that the bank takes their money, put it in insurance policies, and it just flips and incurs interest. They take the interest out. And that's why your money is safe. But it's only insured insurance up to $250,000 because that's what they cover. Right. They got enough investments to cover all these people to $250,000. Everything else, all profit. We buying real estate, we buying this, we buying that. You know what I'm saying? This is how we get down. We giving our CEOs big bonuses and all this stuff, but I get it. You know what I'm saying? But you said that to a certain extent. We just got to educate more. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? What are some ways that you can just come up ahead of ways to educate more people? And not necessarily saying that, you know, you get more clients, but what are some ways where you can reach the masses so they can grasp the concept of this is the way, you know?
Gotcha.
This is another option, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Well, you know, technology is key, man. Like where I teach my agents, you know, majority of the time they either do the whole word of mouth ordeal, but they get on social media. And when they go on social media, I teach them about, hey, take some couple things as far as three ways the money can grow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Just like I mentioned before, fixed, variable, index. All right. And educate the masses on that. There are some people on TikTok, you know, I call it Tiki Tok, TikTok and Instagram. They do these little reels and duets and all this other stuff right here. And they're blowing up. They're actually going viral, and people are becoming more aware.
Mm-hmm.
And they're becoming more aware faster because of the social media technology, you know? So I go out, I get some content, three ways money can grow, the five gotchas of money or things of that nature. And I just educate. I just put like a little teaser, just educate. Hey, if you want to learn more, DM me, inbox me, call me, whatever case it is. Call some form of call to action out there.
For sure.
All right. I get out there in the neighborhoods to work events, become a vendor of some state, you know, African Heritage Festival, you know, things that's going on in your Chamber of Commerce. You know, that's another way of getting the word out and educate the masses because you have to network.
For sure.
You have to network and be around like-minded people. I always teach my agents, associations matter.
For sure.
All right. They may not, and it's okay for you to, you know, put in your mental Rolodex a person who does taxes, a person who's in real estate, a person who's loan modifications or a loaner, mortgage loaners. You know, it's okay to start attracting and talking to those type of people because guess what? You could be educating them and they could probably have some educating you and they're not necessarily probably want to do what you do, but they say, I know a guy. I know a girl, and it works vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So again, it could just comes out getting out there, speaking your truth, you know, asking questions, you know, the right type of questions. And sooner or later, you're going to start having that traction. You still want to say, yeah, I was just talking to this guy or I saw, you know, I was on this podcast and, you know, Harris was just talking to this guy about index. Like, I want to know more about that. I want to know more about infinite banking.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know, see, all those fancy names, infinite banking, tax deferred income, private reserve accounts, all those fancy names that you think is cool, is nothing but permanent life insurance. That's it.
What it all boils down to.
That's what all boils down to it. Yeah. That's all what it is, okay? Yes, I know stocks sound sexy, Forex and crypto and things like that. I dabble into all of that. But I rather invest in self than take chances on those things. Now, key thing is those are components. Mm-hmm. You could use those to wealth build, all right? But by the time you get to those things, most people got the money to
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, NASDAQ, $300,000. Oh, but we lost 160. Oh, we'll make up for it by 4 o'clock.
Yeah, they call it load a boat.
There you go. There you go. All right. But wealth building, and you know, you may get some comments on this. You know, people may agree to disagree or whatever case it is. Doesn't matter. But in my opinion, the foundation to wealth building has to start with life insurance. It has to start there.
Why?
Because it's protected. All right. Okay. Life insurance policy is protected. You have long-term care mixed into that. Because why? Because if a person, let me see if I could draw this picture up. I love demonstrating this. I usually teach my agents about there's four ways some rich will build their wealth. It starts off with life insurance. It's usually on the bottom. Mm-hmm. Then into their savings accounts or profits from their business. Then to real estate. Why real estate? Why I put real estate on the third from the bottom? Because, see, there's this game we used to play when we were kids. All right. And, you know, you go around, you match three colors, you put a little house there, Monopoly, right? So they taught us the real estate game and property, right? But see, what the rich does, they don't go out there and fix and flip homes. There you go. And they buy property. Okay. One of my peers calls it buying the block.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
All right. Buying the block. Then the last thing they do is they deal with stocks and bonds. Then they deal with Forex. Okay. Then they deal with perhaps crypto. Why? Because they're making money from each and every one of those steps. So by the time they get to the stocks and bonds, they got money to blow.
Yeah.
All right.
There's more risk in stocks.
There you go.
Yeah.
However, what we do is this. We take that and we flip it upside down. What do you mean, Chris? Okay. We see stocks. We see Forex. We see this. It's sexy. I get it. People dabble into that. They losing money because they wasn't properly educated. They wasn't properly educated about risk. Mm-hmm. So they bleeding from that. Oh man, I'm losing money. My friend said he made $20,000 in fixing and flipping. Okay, let me go ahead and do that. But now you got to shell out money for people to find a property. You waste some resources to find a property. Then you got to pay for people to fix it. Then you got so many variables along with that. So now you're bleeding money from that. Now you bled money from the other two stages. Now you got to work a job, two jobs, three jobs. Nah, that's taking a toll on your body.
Yeah.
Cough. Ooh, I didn't like how that sound. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I didn't like how that felt. Ooh, I didn't like what I saw in that tissue. Mm-hmm. So now let me go see the doctor.
You're going to need insurance for that.
But by that time, you see the doctor and you perhaps get not so good news, it's too late.
So you take care of it first thing you got to worry about. Mm, I dig it. That's a nice little way to put that. You know what I'm saying? I can see as clear as day.
Yeah, I wish I had the Iron Man thing going on here, man. I could pretty much show. right, Minority Report. Yet, right.
Give me a couple months.
Give me more, couple months. Year. You got it.
You got it. You know what I'm saying? We can revisit this whole situation. You can do it however you want to do it, I guess.
Yes, sir. All right.
No, because I've enjoyed this conversation, man. It's been super dope, man. The information that you shared with me, I believe, is very informative, very insightful. And hopefully those who listen to it, view it, can take some notes on it, apply this information, you know what I'm saying, and use this for their benefit, man. It's one thing to see, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Unexpected deaths, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. A shorty dies or something mm-hmm. like that, or
right.
someone who just started a family has a freak accident and they gotta, you know what I'm saying? I hate to see that, you
right.
know what I'm saying? And then on the back end, they did not cover it. You know what I'm saying? So now because I don't see that and it's not like I'm ignoring other cultures. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very aware of what other cultures do. I like to pay attention to it because I like to learn. So I like to see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that as frequent.
Exactly.
And in other cultures that I see in their eyes. And it's like, you know, I'm all for the paradigm shifting mm-hmm. with our culture. You know what I'm saying? I don't want us to be the last to learn something about it. You know what I'm saying? They say when it get to us, you know, they didn't use it already. No, I just can't believe that. At this point, thanks. With the internet being so accessible, I just can't believe that. You know, it gets us. I think we just don't take it seriously.
take it serious. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because I believe all this stuff is super serious. You know, if you're able to put your kids through college, I mean, I think that's every father's dream as a provider. Man, if I catch a stroke, if I die, I just want my kids to be straight.
Absolutely.
What better way to do that than having this solid foundation?
Gotta have it, man. That's one of the things. Like I said, I had to apologize to my family.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, man, if I knew then what I knew now.
Totally different story, right?
Totally different story, yeah. You know. But, of course, we straight now. Yeah, all right, we straight now. Okay. All right. Definitely straight now. Yeah. But it's the simple fact of a sigh of relief. Having a lack of, especially when it comes to life insurance, it tears so many families up.
Yeah.
It really
does. Oh, my God. Over that check? What? No, bro. Not cool.
Yeah.
That's another thing I'm not cool with. You see families fight over that check.
Over that darn check. All right.
Cool, man.
And the thing about it is this, is that now every life insurance policy, you get to list your beneficiaries, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, when you have other things into the components, that's when wills and trusts and all the other stuff comes into play along with that. But it's one thing for that, but it's another thing that not only getting the policy for yourself, but now you got to ask about, do I have it for my parents? Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. If a person does not have an appearance, then God forbid something happens to that person's parents. Now the siblings like, okay, well, Chris, you know, you make the most. So,
so it's all on you. And now you the bad guy.
Right. I was like, okay, well, we do this then. Okay, listen, knock it out, but I need some, you know, let's work an arrangement out.
So now you don't want to take care of
right, that part, right. Like, wait a minute, first of all, why? All right. But no, real estate, I'll do everything for my mom. But it's very serious, you know, and it's very serious. And one thing I want to add real quick. Is this, and I'm being totally transparent. This has happened to me. And let me show you how one of the reasons why I go so hard doing what I do is because my sister passed 2 years ago. All right. And she was the oldest out of all my sisters. I'm the oldest out of my entire brothers and sisters, but she's the oldest of my sisters. And, you know, with us, you know, I was the type of person, hey, so you know, you have a policy, right? Is it the new one or old one, right? Mm-hmm. And I kind of feel that when I'm talking to her, you know, I was like, oh, man, my bro, I'm good, you know. And every time we talk, you know, of course, we'll, you know, catch up. But then I keep questioning her on it. And she kept assuring me, I'm good, bro. My job got me this and that. So 2020, of course, that's the height of the COVID. My family's out there in Seattle. And come to find out, she passed away. Mm. So I had to wait till we get the all clear because Seattle was a hotbed for COVID during that time. Sure. It was New York and Seattle, Washington. So once I was good to go and, you know, now flew out there, which was strange because Midway Airport was like empty, bro. Mm-hmm. All right. Get out there and I talked to my brother. I was like, so, bro, okay. Once the viewing and everything was over with, I was like, okay, what's going on with TIF's policy? And he was like, man, we still on it. I was like, what do you mean still on it? Just call the darn carrier. And they'll call the carrier and say, you know, all this. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't think she had that type of insurance. So I'm over here like, okay, well, she got insurance through her job. So what type of insurance do she think she had?
Right.
Come to find out, she had supplemental insurance.
Oh, yeah.
That's a key indicator right there, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Supplemental insurance. Which means that they usually give you coverage due to an accident. Okay. Accidental death and dismemberment. That's what it's called. Which means that if you happen to pass away due to a accident and dismemberment, loss of limbs of some sort, then you would be granted those funds.
If it's through your job, doesn't mean it's only work related though, right?
No. If it's through your, even if it's through her job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even they'll give her the insurance through her job, but she had to pass away in that fashion.
Okay. I get it. Okay.
All right. That's what that means. Accident. And her cause of death was an accident. Mm. So guess who had to front the bill?
Yeah.
You know, and I'm thankful that, you know, we was in position, you know, to do it. But you know, it kind of stung on me a little bit because I was like, man, what if I would have went a little bit harder? What if I would have just, it just had a lot of what else along with that. Yeah. So I'm sharing my story here to, for those of you who watching, you know, you're probably thinking about, oh, I'm good. Okay, my job gets me. You know, guess what? If you don't have something that you personally own, the job giveth,
the job taketh away.
Job can take it away.
All you got to do is get terminated. They'll show you. So fast. You know what I'm saying?
There it
so
is. Fast. They cut that benefits all so quick. Before you got to the first intersection, done.
You messing around getting your car started, car, y'all. Yo, all your benefits off. Dental, medical, life, all this. It's off. Not, that's an expense to them. So they're not trying to waste that money. Absolutely. At all. At all. I appreciate you sharing the story too, man. My condolences to you. You know what I'm saying? You and the family, man. No problem. For real. All right. So we talked very in depth about insurance, your journey. Let's what we do is speak like we talk about the future. You know what I'm saying? Now, we know that we can't predict the future, but we do have goals as, you know what I'm saying, humans and bosses and entrepreneurs. We know where we want to go in life. We got a track we following.
Absolutely.
So can you share with us, let's just say, we're at the end of the year right now, so I don't want to say, you know what I'm saying, this year ago, but just share a few of your goals, man. Like, where do you see yourself in the next 3 years, man?
Oh, perfect. What I see myself, my agency is one of the top performing agencies of the Midwest. I'm seeing myself stretching not only here in the Midwest and from coast to coast, but also international as well.
Nice.
All right. You know, I just thank my mentor, Matt Sapala, Matt and Sheena Sapala, for pouring into me. I thank my team. You know, my agents and the people that I can actually groom and duplicate off our efforts. The name of our agency is Team Real, stands for Real Entrepreneurs Achieving Lifestyles. And we are about that. You know, we are definitely about that. And all we do is go out there and just educate the masses. And as long as we out there performing those acts for the people, as long as we out there performing those acts for our neighborhoods, taking care of their families and stuff like that, of course, we get everything else, you know, at the end, because money is only a byproduct of the seeds that you sown
for sure.
In the future, bro.
For sure. For sure. That's what's up, man. Well, I pray that you get to see all of that, man. For real. International business, biggest in the Midwest.
Yes, sir.
Coast to coast. You know what I'm saying? Your team keep growing. I've watched y'all grow for a few years now. Yeah, so man. I see the progress, man. I'm happy for you. I'm proud of you, man. So keep it going. Straight up. Straight up.
Appreciate it, man.
Let the people know where they can reach you at, man.
Yeah, you can definitely reach me on Instagram, 0311. That's the letter O. 0311 INC CEO. Or also on Facebook is Christopher G. McCoy Sr.
All right, y'all. So y'all check him out. Any insurance needs, y'all make sure y'all look him up. You know what I'm saying? And if it ain't him, find you a broker that can put you in a position to take care of not only yourself, but your family in the event of anything untimely, but also position to invest the way that the bankers do. You know what I'm saying? Invest the way that's not... what you say, heavy on the risk.
You
know what I'm saying? A guaranteed money, as he says, you dig? So, you know, this has been a great episode of Speak Life, Chris, man. I appreciate your time, man. I appreciate you coming through and sharing this information with us, man. It's been a good one, all right?
Man, glad to have me, man. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Love.
All right, y'all. Next time. Later on.